At their meeting this week, council honored members of the Greater Napanee Fire Department with certificates of recognition for their role in a water rescue that took place at Springside Park on March 22nd. Mayor Terry Richardson noted the risk taken by staff.
We don't see this every day, and we may never see it again. And as a result, our emergency services persons, many of them that are here this evening, put their own life at risk in order to save the person that was in the vehicle. And for that, we are grateful. And we thought it would be only fitting if we shown our extreme thanks for the folks that were there that evening. And, you know, things happen that none of us expect.
Fire Chief Sean Armstrong explained the incident.
The lone driver and vehicle plunged into the river on Saturday evening, about 6:47 p.m. And the lone occupant in the vehicle floated down the river and was wedged at the top of the waterfall in the Napanee River. The car was obviously carried by the swift current, and the situation was dire as the individual was precariously positioned above the dam. The occupant of the vehicle, distressed and suffering from cold water exposure, needed their help. Through sheer determination, the firefighters managed to reach the stranded driver. The cold, swift-moving water added to the challenges that they were faced on that evening, but their determination was unwavering for sure.
Armstrong went on to explain an issue that took place during the rescue.
During the rescue attempt, two responders found themselves trapped beneath the top of the falls and caught in the powerful currents of the hydraulic in the river. With remarkable teamwork and bravery, the firefighters rallied together to free their trapped fellow firefighters. Their coordinated efforts paid off, and they successfully rescued the two responders from the treacherous waters.
Armstrong commended staff for their efforts.
It's a great honor to lead such an extremely competent group of individuals, and their unwavering commitment and heroic actions, they deserve our deepest gratitude. Their bravery in the line of duty not only safeguarded their lives of others, but also strengthened the very fabric of the town of Greater Napanee, and for that I'm very grateful.
Armstrong explained the department would be looking into the incident.
Obviously, a full debrief will occur this week to find out what happened and explore all the details of this incident with an eye to improving our responses.
Manager of Legislative Services and Municipal Clerk Jessica Walters read the names of those being honored.
Al Hatton, Mike McGee, Trevor Sager, Jody Wales, Brittany Bordage, Matthew Brannan, Connor Clark Aldred, Tina Duncan, Mike Perry, Sean Tokenitz, James Feeney, Brad Fish, Brad Nickel, Ken Meinke, Rob Hanna.
Richardson noted the positive outcome.
It's always good to, for an incident such as that to end in a good way as opposed to a bad way. I've seen many, many of them that haven't ended so well, so it's always good to end on a good note.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.